your stationery. How's Bill today?
Hey, Tom. I'm in Simpsonville. I might be a little scratchy over here right now.
Any bit, nothing to bother anything. Oh, I've been out setting up the sprinkler out front, and here's your tip of the day. It's cold out there.
I missed that. It was a little choppy. What'd you say about the sprinkler?
I was setting up the sprinkler out there, and it's cold out there. That's your tip of the day.
Well, I'll take that as good advice. I'll stay out of the sprinkler.
I did too. Oh, we just finished eating breakfast a little while ago. Had some blueberry and apple turnovers and some cereal and bananas and blueberries in it. And just going kind of slow this morning. We worked out late yesterday. I was sanding a two-wheel trailer.
Two-wheel trailer, so that must be a small one. What'd you buy, a used one or something? Or the one you already had and you're just making it look pretty?
We've had this one for many years. I bought it many years ago from my neighbor back home, and it didn't have, all the wood was rotted off. And we've replaced it once or twice. And so the last time we put treated wood on it, and it's still in good shape. And we brought it down here from Kansas, Bill. It's a Model T Ford truck frame. And I've got new tires on it, and I put LED turn signals on it and rewired it. And so the paint was getting kind of cruddy on it. Treated wood, from what Siri says, doesn't tend to hold the paint real good. So we got some Thompson's water seal type product on it. It's made by Valspar to put on it this time. Bernice found it on the bargain table for $9 for a gallon, and it's exactly what we needed. Somebody bought it and had it tinted the wrong color.
I upped the power a little bit. Also, I'm between Malden and Woodruff right now on Butler. I'm going to go home that way. I just got a haircut. So I'm headed back home. Well, that's a good deal. Yeah, $9. Can't beat that. I run into the same thing. I guess it was 7 years ago. That's been 7 years ago. I got Phil's two-wheel trailer. It was a nice one. And I redid it, everything. I painted the metal frame, the fenders and everything. It still looks really good, that part. But I painted the wood rails and everything with a deck paint. That was a mistake. It's, that stuff is just peeling off. It looks terrible. And it's just like it didn't adhere to it.
Well, maybe a deck paint's made for concrete. I don't know, Bill. This has got steel railings around it. I wish I'd have made it a little bit wider. Somehow, I didn't figure in the thickness of the wood. And it just, you can't quite lay a 4x sheet down in it. Although you can just lay it in there at an angle. But they used to haul aluminum castings from Pittsburgh, Kansas, up from Kansas City down there, 125 miles. And they'd do it daily for a long time when our neighbors first started this heat transfer business. They'd go up there and pick up the castings. They were aluminum. And it was called Hicks Automation. And there's still a lot of their presses all over the world. And but that's how they started out. And my neighbor, Merle Hicks, he always said, Tom, he says, if you build something, he says, you build it to last 100 years. And everything that man did reflected that opinion, Bill. This is NGRLTR.
on traffic here. Sounds like a good velocity. And where it gets around when you have that kind of mode of operation or philosophy, whatever you want to call it, culture. Yep. Well, when I get home, I'm going to mow my leaves. I tell you, there's no watering my yard this time of year. It's already starting to get very light green, and probably another just few weeks they'll be brown. With this first frost and everything, it's going to be brown in just a matter of days, really. Which is fine with me, because the grass goes in hibernation, and then I do too.
We're going to have to work on that attitude, Bill. Well, then my neighbor feels the same way, and he mows that Bermuda so dang close. It's almost in the dirt, it looks like. He says it's 3.5 inches, but he lowers it when it gets towards the time to quit mowing. Well, this is fescue, and unfortunately we're in a drought, and they don't like that. It's a plant, and I think you run centipede, if I remember rightly. But we don't water very often, and the weatherman says we're in a drought, and I believe it. It hasn't rained for several weeks here now. I think we got 1/100 of an inch the last time, is what my weather station says. So, at any rate, I decided to get out there, and I was going to water last night, but the wind's been blowing so much. Oh, well. Well, I redone my 160-meter vertical, and I put up that 513 Silky like you told me to in the first place, but they were out of it when I built that the first time, and I've never had a problem with that wire on any of my other antennas, and I finally found some at HRO, 250 feet, the time you paid the postage and all was about $100, it's not cheap, but you get what you pay for, Bill.
Yeah, I remember when you put it up, so you, what'd you do, take it down and replace the wire?
No, it broke. That 22-gauge copper-clad steel broke. And so I did it this time with the 513 Silky, I think it's the number on it. And I put a different counterweight on the end of it where it could go up and down, you know, with it. And it looks to be really successful this time. I haven't used it very much yet because there's not been anything on 160 meters yet this year. But I did work that one Russian D expedition with it the other night, TY0, I think, and then I worked TO2. But I just worked up to try it out, and it works even under full power because I ordered the isolation transformer from Ballon Design, which you're the one that got me stuck on them, and they are good.
I'm priced like everybody else's. Yeah, they're good. That's the only place I'll buy mine from. I think it's TY0RU. I worked them on 10 meters yesterday. Benin, I guess that's where it is. And then I worked them on 15 as well. But I haven't worked them on 160. That's pretty good. Thing must be working. Yeah, I tell you, that 106 meter antenna is so long. You better, you know, I'm surprised 22 gauge even lasted a week.
Well, Bill, I'm not down in the basement right now, or I don't want to fib to you here. That could have been the one in Guadalupe that was on 160. I'm kind of thinking it was. Benin, however they call it in Africa, I'm not sure without being on the other computer, because these two computers don't talk to each other, Bill. And Ariel fixed it where I had to take an SD card from down the basement and bring it up here and put it in this one and somehow load it into the N3 FJP, and I don't know how to do that. Dave said he's going to run over one of these days and do that for me, W4DJW. So I can't look at it right here, right this minute, but I'll bet that was Guadalupe on 160. I think it was on 1622. But anyways, I just used it just to see if it worked, and it did. And I'm very happy with it. Yeah, that wire is 7-strand copper-clad steel and insulated, and wow. I just love it on the Carolina Wyndham and the Super Loop. Works like a champ.
That's why I use the 160. I tell you what, I use the really heavy duty, the one that's larger. I can't remember the exact. It's like it's a number. It's copper clad and everything. I think it's actually I better not say. It's like a number 13 in size, I think. But there's two of them. I remember when I put the 160 up, I used a larger diameter. It was the copper clad is silky, but it was a larger diameter than normal. But I know one thing. I've got sharp dikes. I could hardly cut that darn thing. I've never had a problem with the wire breaking. I know that. It's like when I had trees fall on that 160. This is like 3 years ago. The wire didn't break, but the balum, the design balum, that box, you know, it's a square plastic box. It's like the ones you can buy at Lowe's. That box was torn in two. But I tell you what, that wire did not break.
So, you know, Bill, Bob said the very same thing in D7J. He had a tree fall, and he said he just kind of bowed it down until he got the tree off of it. And you're quite correct. It's 13 gauge. I think that's what the 513 means, is 13 gauge, 7-strand copper insulated. And it's just tougher than a boot. When I first put up my 160, it's been several years ago, on the Carolina Wyndham, I had to redo it for some reason, and it required cutting it. So I went down to Lowe's, and I bought a real good splice kit. And I didn't want to do this, but I did, and then I coated it with that liquid Scott's 33, you might say. And then I put heat shrink over the top of it, and it's been up there several years since. It's good wire.
Sounds like you're doing it right. It's going to stay up like your friend said. It's going to put it up for 100 years. Problem is the trees don't last that long. Neither do we. But that's, sounds like you're doing it right. Actually, right now I'm helping my brother build a 30 meter, 15 meter super loop. And I've got two of them at right angles to each other, located different parts of my lot. But I basically use it on 15, 12, and 10. It has really low SWR on those bands, 15, and also 30. But it works like game busters on those bands with low SWR. But anyway, we're making one of those. They'll probably put it up next week, I guess. But I made the stub and the center connector and the short stub yesterday. So when it gets over there, it won't take long at all to make that. It's a lot smaller than 80-meter version, I tell you that.
I didn't realize that the sunspots had dropped a lot, and we've been busy here with appointments and also with working on that trailer a little bit when it gets warm in the afternoon. So I hadn't been looking at the QRZ or Dig Summit or any of the spotting spots. But I noticed right now Fox Ocean stroke Fox 6 BCW is on, let me go back to it. That's not anything rare. It's French Polynesia, though. 210269 or 210270s, you to remember. And they're up too. And a guy, W0PR, in Minnesota, just spotted him. And so that'd be fun to work this time of year. And I didn't realize that with sunspots in the 50s through 90, I guess you would say on the average, that any of the upper bands would have opened up very much other than to FT8 or something like that.
Yeah. Of course, you use the smooth sunspot numbers for those, like ball cap. And there's a site you can go up to, and it maintains the smooth sunspot numbers. And that is the number that you use in the propagation programs. It's not the daily observation. But the solar flux has been up around 150, 160, I mean, for like weeks at a time. And that's, you know, that's what it takes. You know, not just one day up there, but maybe 4 or 5 days and maybe a week or two. And that's what it's been. And I tell you, it's 10 meters. Those upper bands have been crazy. I go up on 10 meters at FT8, which I know you don't operate it, but I tell you, it looks like 20 meters, you know, during an FT8 contest. It is packed. You can't hardly find a place on FT8 on 10 meters to call CQ because it's just so packed. Over.
I just don't use those modes. I see the TY0RU is on 24899, but he's spotted by a German. So later on, he might bounce up there, but 899, that ought to be CW. In my memory bank here in my head. And that might be worth looking at. I'll check that out this afternoon some, although we're going to pull that trailer into the garage and paint it in the garage, I think, with brushes. But it looks like there is a lot of activity on 10 right now, although I'm not looking at the bocap predictions or anything like that. Well, I didn't know. I always looked at the sunspots, but I'm not that knowledgeable, Bill, on the solar flux, so I didn't know what good numbers on it was, actually. It's N0TR.
Well, that's really good, the solar flux. You know, 150, 160, it's going to go up higher. So, of course, that's caused by the, you know, solar activity. And, anyway, you know, for the longest time, I thought the sunspots actually caused the propagation, but it's actually a correlation, and it's not actually the sunspots that caused the increased, you know, the consistent propagation during high sunspot periods. It's just a correlation there. And anyway, but I've got a couple of programs I use for propagation. And I found the site, the official site, for the smooth sunspot numbers that are supposed to be used with VOAA, then you plug that into your propagation program. So there used to be a program called Ionosphere that was used to work with VOLACAP and a lot of the propagation programs, but the government doesn't maintain that anymore. So at least the program I use, I just have to stick it in manually, which is no problem. You just got to know the number that goes in there. Well, anyway, I'm going to say 73s to you, Tom. And now you talked about you had a couple of computers. I use Log4OM, but you can do this probably almost any of these logging programs. But I've got my logging program and most of my digital programs and whatnot on three different computers on three different rigs. And I use Dropbox as my database. And I can, which is basically in the cloud, but you got control over it. And it works good on three computers. Now, you don't want to have two computers open and changing the database from two concurrently, but really works good. So I can use any of my computers. They're up to date, and, it just works really well. All right, I'm going to say 73, pulling up here to the house. N0TR, N4IQ.
Always a pleasure. Good to hear you. I haven't heard you in a while. And always a learning process for me. I may be old, but I'm still not too old to learn. Thanks, Bill. You have a great day. N4IQ, N0TR, 73.
73, N4IQ,
QRT. 4NGU. Just about to get out to eat lunch with somebody, but thought I'd say hello.
Good morning, Phil. Nice to hear you. I was thinking about you when I was talking about that wire with Bill. If you ever put that 160 vertical up, be sure you use that 13 gauge that I was talking about. And the only place I could find it the other day was HRO.
We'll see it. I know it's working well for you.
Got a spare little piece here you can look at. I think they call it number 513 Silky, S-I-L-K-Y. Bill had trees fall on it, and it just broke his box down there that he was tied to. It didn't even affect the wire, and Bob said the same thing up north. It's tougher than a boot. And that other copper-clad steel that I got from the wire man, no reflection on him because that's what I ordered. It's 22 gauge. It broke within a couple of weeks.
Okay, I got to go. Catch you later, W4, never give up.
Fine, see us anytime. Great to hear you. W4NGU, N0TR, 73, Phil. Have a good lunch.
Hey, Phil. Bye, Phil. Hello, Tom, W2T.
Well, good morning. It's 11:52 and 7 seconds, so it still is morning, Rusty. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I was making some changes on a list I had been working on and had to get it updated so I can email it out to a bunch of people. It's all of the NCSs that we've got on our for the radio club that I do a lot of stuff for, so had to print out new lists and get things going and get it ready to be emailed out to everybody.
Always busy. I noticed that there were several CW stations on just now. Bill said the solar flux was up, so there's Fox Ocean, which is Micronesia. I always used to like to work them and talk to them actually on sideband from Kansas, but he's talking to a Polish station in Poland, so that may not be here. But there was another one that was here, and there was one from Madagascar. Nothing rare, but just nice to talk to. And then There's been a couple of de-expeditions, one in Benin, one in Guadalupe, and I've been working them on different bands, but I haven't been on in the afternoon. We've been doing other things, but I see a few openings on 10 and 12 and 17 and even a couple on 20 that might be of interest to you.
Look at them here in a little bit, and all I got to run out. I got to run to the grocery store. I got to go pick up an onion and some milk, and all because I'm out of both. And I got to have an onion because I'm going to make a pot of chili this afternoon, and because it's cold weather and I want something warm to eat and everything. But I heard you and Bill talk a while ago, but I was in the middle of doing all that work, so I didn't let go, and then I just found out, and I've got to go back and do a bunch of it because some of it didn't take that I put on. Updated a file and it didn't update, so oh well, that happens sometimes, so I gotta go back and fix all of that, but gonna get my pot of chili on here in a little while and have some chili for supper tonight, and then over the weekend, because it's supposed to be a little cool into the first of the week, and then about midweek supposed to warm up a little bit.
Chili's a great idea today. I'm showing 63 out in the sun right now, and on the front porch it's 58. But there is a 9-mile-an-hour northeast wind, which might make it bite a little bit. But that sounds like a good choice. We had stew one day, day before yesterday, and beef stew, and then we had homemade vegetable soup yesterday. I like soups. And I don't know what she's got in mind today. But the weekend's supposed to be even warmer, so thank goodness for that. And I'll let you go then, get back to your work. I got to get out and go check for eggs and feed the girls. We lost one chicken yesterday, and I don't know what was bothering her. No signs of anything, and just, boom, she croaked. So I want to be sure and check on them closely today. We've never had a problem that we didn't recognize in that one. There just was no warning. And that was one of the newer ones. So I'll make sure they didn't get a hold of something they shouldn't. I don't know. Hope there ain't a copperhead around or something. Talk to you later, Rusty. Have a good day. W2T and 0TR.
All right, talk to you later. Have a good one, W2T. 4HKX, KO4NUE. 4HKX, what's up, Chad? And how far out are you? From you, I'm by an hour, maybe a little less. Okay, I'll see you then. KO4NUE, clear. 4HKX, clear.